But yeah, man, it's a lot of memories off in this hallway. Some good, some bad, but mostly great times. This is a beautiful locker room. Every time I come here, I'm like, dang, I made it. I'm on the wall, feels good, man. You know, this right here shows that through hard work and dedication, you can achieve anything, man. And I firmly believe that, you know, it's something small, but it's extremely big to me. And it's something that, you know, all the days that I've put in at this school, of staying out here overtime, to walk into this locker room, or all the blood, sweat, and tears I went through, you know, the good games, the bad games, to be cemented off in this locker room right now feels good. My fondest moment is, you know, I remember before a game, the president, George W. Bush, came and gave us a pregame talk. And I just remember all the Secret Service guys. I was like, dang, like, I feel like I'm in the National Football League, you know? It felt good. It felt like big-time football. And that's definitely one of my fondest memories. But this right here, man, it just shows. If you ever want to make it, man, no matter if you're a doctor, a lawyer, whatever you want to be, hard work and dedication, that's how you get there. I'm a country kid. I grew up in the country. You know, I grew up with, I remember my local high school, or my high school. You know, I could look out the window and see cows and horses. That's how country is. It's a population of 3,000. When I was going there, it had one stoplight. It's called Belleville, Texas. Coming from a small country town to a big city of Dallas, and you really can't prepare yourself. But the good thing is I had a good nucleus of friends when I came here, and we all made it. I remember my friends always tell me, you know, when you first came to SMU, you wore the same pair of pants all the time. Every time you was ready to wear a pair of pants, you went and grabbed those pants. I'm just like, look, those are my favorite jeans. That's all I knew in Belleville. It's like you had one pair of pants and you would rotate your shirts. That's how it was. That's all I knew. And now you go look at my closet, I got like 50 pairs of pants. And you know, my friends always come over there like, look at this dude. You know, how could you possibly wear all these jeans? And it's just fun to look back at how, you know, you grew up. And of course, you know, in terms of your environment, it's going to change from your house and your clothes. But my whole deal is I just continue to try to be Emmanuel, the little kid that was running around Belleville with no shoes on, asking people, hey, I'm fast. Like, let's race, you know. I played quarterback, wide receiver, running back. I played defense. I ran down on kickoff return, punt return. I did it all. So it's like it made me a well-rounded football player, you know, within itself. So, you know, I want to take that experience back for the world. And I'm living every day. I go out to practice. I tell myself, man, you're in the National Football League, coming from Belleville, Texas, coming from Southern Methodist University. Whoever thought that you would be here? Not only that, whoever thought you would be a starter? I take every little thing, and I'm appreciative of it, because, you know, God has, I'm like, why did God choose me? You know, he has blessed me, like I said, beyond my expectations of myself. And, you know, I've only broken it down to one thing. You believe in him, and you take the talent that he's given you, and you continuously, you know, try to work hard at your craft, and your blessings will come to you. They had a great nucleus of guys already on the squad. Then I saw, of course, Aqib Talib, and you know, all those guys, T.J. Ward, DeMarcus Ware, and I was like, wow, they're really stacking up on defense. Like, John Elway wants to win a Super Bowl. He's hungry. And now, yeah, then I got Peyton Manning. Of course, you know, with Peyton Manning, you know, you're going to catch a lot of footballs. You're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have an air attack. And that's something that I always wanted to be a part of, because, like I told you, you know, I played with June Jones. And it's June Jones all over again, of course. So, you know, I'm excited to where I am. The free agency process was definitely an even more humbling experience within itself, because, I mean, you think that, you know, these guys, these teams, you know, they love you and all this kind of stuff, but they don't want to come out of pocket. They want to pay you the least amount of money possible, and I totally understand, because it's business. But, you know, with the Broncos, I didn't get that. You know, they expressed their interest and how bad they really wanted me. They asked me, you know, what kind of numbers I'm looking for, and Elway was like, boom, come on, let's go. You know, everything that I heard about Peyton, he is who he says he is. I mean, he's a first-class guy. He carries himself in a first-class manner. He's a competitor. He's one of those good guys, you know, and I got the text from him. I remember I was in a hotel, and I was just like, dang, I'm about to play with Peyton Manning. Like, you know, I respect his game. I actually, you know, I look up to him as a player. I mean, because I look up to anyone who's lasted that long to play that played that long in the National Football League. So, of course, I aspire to, you know, want to be exactly like him. So, I study him and how he goes about his business and everything. So, it's going to be a fun year. My whole deal is just keep your head on the ground and just keep working hard, though. You know, that's the thing about Peyton that didn't surprise me, but, you know, I thought it was like 80% football. This guy loves football. He lives and breathes football, you know. And he's smart. He's extremely smart. So, like I said, it's a blessing. I'm looking forward to it. But look, you can sit here and talk about Peyton Manning, my quarterback. I'm going to catch a lot of balls, but that's not true. I got to make it happen. I got to earn my teammates' respect, and I got to earn my quarterback's respect. And, that's my goal, is to continuously come in every day, do the right thing, stay focused, and continuously work hard. You know, I really do feel like I just scratched the surface. My past, 4 years at Pittsburgh, I played in the slot for those three years. Now I played in the slot my whole entire career at SMU. I never was an outside receiver. So last year was my first time going on the outside. So this offseason, I actually worked on outside type stuff. And I feel like I am coming into my own. I'm coming into my prime. I'm starting to understand the position of a receiver, the position of an outside receiver. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the season. You know, during the OTAs, I love the offense. I love how they move me around because they play me in a slider and the outside. So I really do feel like I am just now scratching the surface, and I think it's going to be a good year. You know what? Every day I see a vision. I see confetti falling. I see it falling on us. And I see me running, and me going to grab my son, and saying that we did it, you know. We did it. Everything that I wanted, it got accomplished. And that's the objective. That's what I'm chasing right now. I don't care about the money, the cars, everything. I just want a Super Bowl ring because that's something that no one can take from me. Super Bowl champion. That sounds good, right?